The following is part one of a two-part interview with Dr. Cheryl Logan, superintendent of Omaha Public Schools. You can hear part two of this interview just an hour from now, right here on 91.5 FM KIOS.
It's a very special edition of Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining me today. And my guest today is the superintendent of Omaha Public Schools, Dr. Cheryl Logan. And we are in the studio, socially distanced, masked, doing everything as we are supposed to. Dr. Logan, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. I do want to start with a little piece of happy news and a congratulations. You just got married.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. Our wedding was planned for July 11th, and because we live in two different cities, we decided back in, I think, in early March that the next time we saw each other, we would just go ahead and do it. And so with very few, I think seven, socially distanced guests and our wonderful officiant, Judge Vernon Daniels, who's a dear friend, we got married.
That's fantastic.
And I promised if I got on the news that I would mention him. So, Judge Daniels, you have been mentioned.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. Omaha Public Schools has been closed for some time now, and it's also ending a week earlier. Some may ask, why do that? What difference does it make? But there is a difference, isn't there?
Well, there most certainly is. You know, we dove into the deep end in terms of distance learning with our 54,000 students and our teachers and staff. And so there have been many lessons learned. I will tell you that about every 5 days, I really kind of have a day where I just have to recalibrate. And one of the things that we learned is that, you know, we have a lot of opportunity here to make sure that our teachers are prepared to teach in a distance learning environment and also in a blended learning environment. As we have been called upon to participate in community mitigation efforts, we anticipate that that will happen again. And we want to be better prepared. As I have said to my staff, when we have to do this again, we're going to be able to come out swinging. And we knew there were many things that were barriers for our young people. The first was access to devices, although we have lots of devices, and our middle and high school students were able to get devices. We knew that we were very uneven in elementary school. We also knew that connectivity was going to be an issue, and that, you know, we did a survey in 2018, and many people filled out that survey and identified that they had internet connection or connectivity to the web via email, et cetera. And what we learned was that many folks were identifying that connection as their cell phone, which, of course, is not the best device for doing schoolwork on. And we really, you know, we just, our strategic plan, the last time I was here, we were talking about that and equity as a value, that we are going to have to make sure that everybody has a device and that that device can be connected to the internet. And it won't make sense for us to give out devices if we're not sure of that connectivity. So that's where we are coming to today. I've been working with our Board of Education, had a wonderful meeting, small group meetings with them last Friday, and feel very confident that we're going to be able to come out of the next phase of this in better position to support all of our students.
You mentioned the strategic plan, and I wanted to ask you about that because this wasn't part of the plan because nobody saw this coming. How else has this impacted the strategic plan, and what happens to those metrics for this year? Or is this year kind of a wash and we got to pick up again when we have a baseline?
Mike, I never think that anything is a wash. This is an opportunity, you know, the Nelson Mandela quote, "I never lose, I either win or I learn." And I think that this is an opportunity for us as a school district not to lose, but to either win or I learn. And what we have learned was the accelerated pace of what's going on in our world has repositioned where we have to be. And that one of the things, and you talked about this when you interviewed me, was that there's a chance to readjust every few months. And now we are going to have to go into, I know that in June, I anticipate bringing, you know, the team back together to kind of think about where the adjustment is. What's interesting is that, you know, mid-year, we talked about Strive for 95. Mid-year, we were already noticing that we had flu season was particularly bad. Now, time will tell what that really was. One of the things that I know we also learned during this time off was that the kids that we are so fortunate to serve not only need our support, but they depend on our support. They depend on our human connection, and we have to redefine what human connection is when you can't be humanly close. And I think that that's part of the challenge as we move forward. You know, we human connection is something that I think will be one of the things that comes out of here. We won't take it for granted as much. And we will realize how much of that goes into making us successful in schools. And we need to be together. And when we are not together, we need to figure out ways to figure out that togetherness.
This has been part one of a two-part interview with Dr. Cheryl Logan, superintendent of Omaha Public Schools. You can hear the second half of this interview just about an hour from now, right here on 91.5 FM KIOS.